says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. And homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out, and you can't make us run. Those wooden mole boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. Came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the Western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut.
I think we're all here. This is James Kelso, your host here in the live Trump Phenomenon. We come to you Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And look forward to your phone calls here. Live. The phone number is 800-313-9443. And Bill Gates and Microsoft just changed my Skype interface, so I'm having to struggle with that here. Without my consent, my interface changed. I think I can read it. It went from being white to black. And engineer, am I okay on sound and all that kind of stuff? Okay, and I'm seeing your messages. And do we have Paul or George with us yet?
Yes, we've got me.
Okay, Paul, you're there, and George, you're there too?
Hey, folks, happy Friday night. Read you 5x5. It's funny how Bill Gates likes to intervene 5 minutes before we go on the air.
Yeah, well, it's all right. I think I can figure out the new interface. The part that grabs me is the no consent. He just does it without asking you. Wow. Well, here we are, and I'm feeling myself to make sure my arms and legs are still attached, and it's not a dream. We're now only hours away from the moment of reckoning, and we have three good events to report for you today. Donald Trump, very successful events, everything good, polls good, the wheels coming off for Hillary, all good in the last 24 hours. Donald Trump started the day off in Atkinson, New Hampshire. Beautiful event. We'll give you some audio from that. Then he went to Wilmington, Ohio, where he did an airport runway hangar event. The audio from that event is just not that good. So I'm going to let that event go because I don't want to punish you with questionable audio. But it was a very good event. A huge crowd in all of these places. And then the hugest crowd of all that just concluded a little bit ago in Hershey, Pennsylvania. Our good friend Congressman Lou Barletta was there and introducing Donald Trump. Huge arena, 12,500 capacity. It was filled to overflow. Who knows how many people were there in Hershey, Pennsylvania. But that also a very good event. I'm going to start, if it's okay with you, Paul and George, and folks. Paul Fromm is the international advisor to the American Freedom Party, and he's based up in Mississauga, Ontario, Canada. And George is our astute observer on the Atlantic seaboard there in Maryland. So one of the few states, George, that nobody's offering any hope at all that it will go to Trump. But well, we'll see. It'll be one of the last holdouts.
Well, we'll talk about. There is a whole bunch of these states. Yeah. Washington and Oregon, automatic blue. Yeah. New York, automatic blue. Maryland, come on.
Yeah.
Maryland's gone for GOPs before, and this is different.
It can do it again.
Somebody show me why New York is automatically going to vote Hillary and why the state of Washington. When Trump went up to Washington, he went to SeaTac and Tacoma. He had 25,000 people up there. Well, come on, media. You're lying.
Yeah, the Electoral College news, folks, we bring you today is all good, good, good. The RealClearPolitics.com electoral map in the they have a map that's called the No Toss-Ups map, where it's just either you assign a state blue or red. That's it. No monkeying around. Is it blue or is it red? On that note, that's where the rubber meets the road. In the No Toss-Ups map right now, they are scoring at 297 votes for Hillary, 241 for Trump. However, this is a huge however, they're giving Florida in that map to Hillary. It ain't going to Hillary. Florida is going to vote Trump. And when you make that adjustment with the map as it is right now at Real Clear Politics, with that one adjustment, that one change, put Florida in the Trump column, Trump is president. By a vote, now get this, 270 for Trump, 268 for Clinton. Now, I think it's going to be better than that. But the really good news is that even at this realclearpolitics.com website, which is not a Trump site, it's not a right-wing site, nothing, not even close, they are, in my view, they're giving the election, they're calling it to Trump right now. And we're not done with Big Mo. Big momentum is still happening. We're going to have movement today, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. It's going to keep moving towards Trump. Michigan is now a dead heat. Just 2 weeks ago, Michigan was like 15 points for Hillary.
I never bought that anyway. Look at his crowds.
Yeah, of course. But now it's your crystal ball is ahead of what's now showing up, George, and it's now showing up. So that's all very good news. Let me just have a little fun here at the beginning. I'm going to play some audio for you that my children have been enjoying and my wife. And this is a sign. Was it you, George, that mentioned it yesterday, or maybe it was Paul? When you start laughing at the enemy, that's a real good sign that you've won.
Was it Paul?
Yeah. The first person I heard make that observation was Alexander Solzhenitsyn in Gulag Archipelago. He made the point that when we in the Gulag, he was in there in this Bolshevik prison camp system. He said we knew we had won when we found ourselves inside the Gulag, able to laugh at our captors, and able to just break out in laughter, look them in the face, and laugh at them and ridicule them. And they knew it too. They knew that we had won, that their system was doomed, and that we had outlasted them. Well, that's what's going on right now. There's a lot of laughter going on at the expense of Hillary, Obama, our enemies, George Soros, and the whole rotten crowd. Listen to this one. This is one that, as I say, my kids, even my five-year-old's laughing at this thing. I hope the audio comes across here because a lot of it's visual. But this is called, if you want to look it up, just go into your YouTube and look up if Obama remix. Here it is. It's just going viral. This particular one I'm playing for you right now has 1 million views. You can imagine the visual. Oh, and let me preface this. This is based on that moment where Barack Obama's brain short-circuited. He was reading his teleprompter. The teleprompter cut out, and he stood there, unable to speak. He said, if, about 10 times. He didn't know what he was doing. And then he said, if we get into some kind of okey-doke, if we get into okey-doke, you know, and he didn't know what he was saying. And he was making fun of us white folks, by the way, when he used that Scottish term of okey-doke, or okey-dokey, as my mother would say. He's ridiculing us, but here we go. I don't know. You know, a lot of that's visual.
Good stuff.
Yeah. The audio is genius, and that's half of it. The other half is the visual. You got to look at it on your own YouTube. Just if Obama remix. And the guy going, bing, bing, bong, bong. That was Donald Trump. And then the woman saying high cheekbones was Elizabeth Warren. As Donald Trump was calling her, he said Pocahontas. Oh my gosh, it just was so wonderful. And there, you know, it's breaking out all over the place. It just dozens. It's completely viral. People, you know, just coming up like, you know, just like weeds everywhere, making these great videos and with millions of views. And my wife was commenting to me, even on the videos that are videos of Hillary speeches, the comment thread that follows with hundreds and hundreds and then thousands of comments, they're all hostile to Hillary. I mean, of course, you expect the Trump comment sections with thousands of comments to be positive for us. But the Hillary ones, the web is just alive with patriots. And it bears out your observation, George, that where are the Hillary signs? There ain't any. They're gone. They're not there. So
it's more than anecdotal, James. You know, yeah. In Tiananmen, in 1976, remember that wonderful year? There were Jimmy Carter signs on every frickin' lawn in the entire town. There were hundreds of them.
Yeah.
And, you know, in every subsequent election, there's been signs for everybody from Walter Mondale to Bill Clinton, and including Barack Obama. You know, I know where all three of Hillary's signs are, all three of them. And there's 15,000 houses out here.
Okay, now I'm going to take a chance here, George, that this might even be silly of me. I'm going to play another video on radio, and I'm expecting you people out there in the audience are such geniuses. I think you can see the picture. I'm going to play one of these viral spoofs of Hillary. So listen
please,
to this one.
Please do.
Here we go. This is the Hillary one. It might work. It might not. It's only a minute and 50 seconds, but it's already had 2 million views, and it was just put up. Here she goes.
Look, we came, we saw, he died.
Gaddafi.
We came, we saw,
funny.
He died. Look,
we came, we saw.
Matter. I take it really seriously. Vote for me because I'm a woman. One of my merits is I'm a woman. All these mothers vote for me because I'm a woman. Because I'm a woman. Vote for me because I'm a woman. One of my merits is I'm a woman. All these mothers vote for me because I'm a woman. Because I'm a woman.
A woman running to be the first woman president.
I cannot imagine anyone being more of an outsider than the first woman
president. Who can be more of an outsider than a woman president?
Well, I can't think of anything more of an outsider than electing the first woman president.
A woman president of the United States of America.
Okay. Anyway,
we got it.
Yeah. That one didn't have it. There was another. Well, anyway, it's just out there, folks. It's brilliant. And then there are brilliant ones using Donald Trump, using clips of Donald Trump with remixes of his sound, and they're wonderful. They're so funny. You'll fall out of your chair laughing with, not at Donald Trump, laughing with Donald Trump. And I assure you, Donald Trump's enjoying them himself immensely. We could get rid of that one right there before it just clicks on by itself. Let's go.
You're doing great, James. I mean, you've supplanted Rush Limbaugh. So he was playing these ditties years ago. He had the Womb to the Tomb song, you know, with the Clinton health care plan from 1992. And it was a rap tune, Womb to the Tomb. And it was sort of like this one. It's hard to find it anymore because it's detrimental to Hillary.
Well, let's go to Donald Trump this morning in Atkinson, New Hampshire. And here he is. So you'll hear our man live today or current today. And boy, is he feeling good. And boy, does he know he's going to win.
I guess there has to be some surprises. Wait till you see what they find in the 652. It won't be pretty. Hillary Clinton lied to Congress under oath when she said she turned over all of her work-related emails and that she didn't send classified information on her illegal server. Meaning she may now face major problems for perjury. How can Hillary manage this country when she can't even manage her emails? Did you ever see? Hey, folks, let's forget all of this stuff. What a mess. What a mess.
I'll pause that. And we've got a little break. We've got your calls coming up. Commentary from George and Paul. And more Trump. See you in a minute.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me, any man can be a fool. A man is hard to be. Any man can be a fool. A man is hard to be.
Back, folks. This is the Trump Phenomenon. We're live. We'll go to your calls in a while. Charlie's holding from California and Tom in Florida. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. Let's listen. Some other important information came out today. This is Rudy Giuliani this morning on Fox News. Listen what he has to say this morning. And Giuliani really, really knows the story here, really knows the score.
There's people that are outraged about James Comey, the New York office, and the field offices is beside themselves. What's going on?
I'm real careful not to talk to any on-duty active FBI agents. I don't want to put them in a compromising position. But I sure have a lot of friends who are retired FBI agents, close personal friends. This has been going on since July, since the day Comey did this. The reaction of the FBI agents who are retired that I know is almost uniformly that Comey made the wrong decision, that she should have been prosecuted back in July. And from that point on, I've been hearing from the retired agents that the Justice Department was obstructing the investigation of the Clinton Foundation, which might, in fact, be even more serious because it would be a vast fraud, multi-millions of dollars.
And, Mayor, because Jim Comey did not recommend charges back in July, that's one of the reasons why now, at the 11th hour, these FBI agents, though, are leaking to the press what's going on with the investigation.
Well, I think, who are they? The FBI agents are not the Clinton lackeys, or the Obama lackeys like we have in the Justice Department, like this guy Karzik or whatever his name is.
Kazik.
Yeah, who kept Podesta out of jail.
He was Podesta's
lawyer. Now an assistant attorney. Well, no, Podesta writes in an email, he kept me out of jail.
He did.
So this guy has been leaking information to Podesta. Should be fired immediately. In the Justice Department I worked in, right, he'd have been fired 3 days ago. His door would have been locked, right, and everything would have been seized in his office.
A couple of days before this all broke, you're on with Martha McCallum, and you looked at Martha and go, well, look out, something's coming down, and certainly it did. What did you know? And a lot of other networks are pointing that out as if you were part of that.
I'm not part of it at all. Well, all I heard were former FBI agents telling me that there's a revolution going on inside the FBI, and it's now at a boiling point.
Mm-hmm.
And
so you had a general idea that something was coming.
I had expected this for the last, honestly, to tell you the truth, I thought it was going to be about 3-4 weeks ago. Because way back in July, this started. I think they kept getting stymied, looking for subpoenas, looking for records. She said in her interview, for example, that she didn't have a memory of her exit interview from the CIA because she lost her memory after the concussion. The FBI agents who did that did what any good FBI agent would do. They wanted corroboration of it. They wanted to get the medical records that showed, is she telling the truth? God bless her, she is. Or is she lying? In which case, that's Martha Stewart. Mm-hmm. You get indicted. They weren't allowed to get the medical records.
Yeah, of course.
Well, you do that to an honest FBI agent. I mean, just an honest guy doing his job, swore to he gets angry.
Yeah.
So this has been boiling up in the FBI.
Mr. Mayor,
I did nothing to get it out. I had no role in it. Did I hear about it? You're darn right I heard about it. And I can't even repeat the language that I heard from the former FBI agent.
Well, let's just say they're leaking.
All right. We have a special announcement to make this morning. We've been reporting on these police officers that were killed
Frank
in
Siller.
Iowa. This is Frank Siller. We came to Frank, America.
We're going into another story here on police killings. But there you heard of Giuliani, who clearly has the best lines and connections into the FBI and into the New York Police Department as well. Really sketching it out. He's confirming there is a revolt. That's where we're getting the leaks. That's what we're seeing right now. And indictments are coming. I was talking with John Stadtmiller before the show. What's the future of the Trump phenomenon radio show, this radio show? John said, what are you going to do if Trump wins or if Trump loses? I said, if Trump wins, the show goes on. If Trump loses, the show goes on. Because this is a Trump revolution that has swept America, and it's going to still be the Trump revolution and the Trump phenomenon, no matter what happens, no matter what fraud may occur on Tuesday. And we'll talk about that, and we'll take some of your calls right after this break.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To
get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Folks, and I want to move you a little further in the day. The other great source of information that's out on TV that the American people are receiving in, you know, pretty large doses is coming through Sean Hannity. And this is what happened. Some of the very important stuff that happened on Sean Hannity today. Let me just play a little bit of this for you, just a little bit.
Of the United States, serious laws of the. These are the specific laws you
Everything
said.
Coming out now completely corroborates what I was saying, because it doesn't take a genius to figure out if you have Uma Abedin and Cheryl Mills working for the State Department and the Clinton Foundation, all of a sudden they became one. The minute they became one, you had a crime, because she promised Obama she would keep them separate because it would create a conflict of interest. Now, I look at the first case that came out. Nobody disputes these facts. I could put her in jail and convict her of this. UBS. UBS, big bank. They had 56,000 identities they were trying to hide from the...
And what Giuliani did in this show, he went through a list. Now, get this, folks. This is how dramatic this is. He listed just some. Paul or George, if you know, it's been too many years for me, so I've forgotten the exact how you say it. But it's he cited the violations of U.S. federal code that could be prosecuted easily and won against Hillary and all these other players, too. But he cited... I'm just going to read this as quickly as I can, just to show you how voluminous this is, how huge it is, how serious the crimes are. He cited 18 U.S. Code A, and then I think that SS symbol means subsection. Here are the subsections that have been violated. 201, bribery. 207, acts of against personal financial interest. 371, conspiracy. 1001, false statements. 1341, frauds and symbols, swindles. 1343, fraud by wire. U.S. Code 1349, attempt and conspiracy to commit fraud. 1505, obstruction of justice. 1515, destruction or alteration or falsification of records. 1621, perjury, including documents. 1905, disclosure of confidential information. 1924, unauthorized removal and retention of classified documents. 2071, concealment of government records. 7201, attempt to evade or defeat a tax. 7212, attempts to interfere with administration of internal revenue laws. And I think I ran out of paper right there. And you could be indicted on any of these. All of these crimes have been committed. Giuliani is a former federal prosecutor who has actually sent U.S. congressmen to jail for just one of these. And for small instances within one of these, Giuliani said, I feel bad over the people I sent to jail with this woman walking free. I feel bad. Yeah. He sent U.S. congressmen to jail. And he broke up the mafia in New York using – go ahead, Paul.
You know, our press up here, as I mentioned on previous shows, is extremely left-wing, fanatically pro-Hillary and so on. The commentary in what you call the establishment groan and wail, I mean Globe and Mail, today was noting how negative, in fact almost hysterically negative, Hillary Clinton's ads have become. They're all entirely aimed at Trump, and very, very negative, very, very personal. And the commentary was that she was supposed to be taking the high road, the confident road, and she, in fact, she's losing. And this is mad desperation to try to smear Trump with everything possible. And those are that's the observation from, that are very, very pro Hillary press up here. They've noticed the cold sweat of desperation.
Yeah, which is a direct quid pro quo.
Yes, go ahead.
James, Paul. I agree with Paul. I certainly see it. You know, my horrible addiction to televised sports. The last 4 days have been nothing but ads. Trump's ads, well, he attacks Hillary, but he also has 2/3 of his ads are, I'm going to bring back factories and, you know, make America great and fix taxes, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. 100% of Hillary's ads have, you know, this horrible, disgusting, sex pervert Donald Trump. And get real tired of it after the first one.
Well, and of course, we're not going to have time to get into it in today's show. We will try to get into this on Sunday, our next edition. We'll be on Sunday. We'll have 3 hours, a chance for Paul and George and myself and you to talk more and cover more. But the emails that are coming out of Wienergate, let's not forget Wienergate. Let no day go by that we don't mention Wienergate. Wienergate is, first of all, they're finding out that among the 650,000 emails, there are lots of new ones never seen before, lots of them highly confidential, all of those federal crimes, every single one of them in a separate count. So with 650, if you take 1,000 confidential emails and you can go to jail for 10 years on each, that's 10,000 years, folks. So for every single person who participated. I'm going to cut to just a little more Giuliani right here. He brings out another important point with Sean Hannity again, gauging the seriousness of Hillary's crimes. Here it is.
Then you've got the Haiti deal. Let's have two separate lists of people.
Yeah, this idea that there's no quid pro quo for me for the last 7 months, 8 months, has been a joke. The Russian deal is probably the worst. What Secretary of State in the last, I don't know, since the communist revolution in Russia would sign off on 20% of our uranium going to Russia, but one who was bribed? And she was bribed. The people who made money on that were all of Bill Clinton's friends who had arranged a deal with Kazakhstan and the dictator Nazarbayev of the Kazakhstan, and they made hundreds of millions of dollars, and they gave $30 million of that to the Clinton Foundation, and then they put a lot of money in Clinton's pocket as a speaking fee. That is bribery. No Secretary of State since the time that Russia became a communist country through now, with Putin trying to assert himself, would possibly give 20% of our uranium to
nobody would.
Russia.
Nobody
and
would.
She is making these allegations about Trump and Putin.
Which have been
what
disproven.
A joke. What a complete joke.
All right. Let me
Beautiful. And folks, that you know, in a Rod Serling plot, Hillary Clinton negotiated that 20% of our uranium should go to Russia and received the people involved, which included her friends, Bill Clinton, the money, the profit to Hillary's, or the FOB, the Friends of Bill, is in the hundreds of millions of dollars, including a $30 million direct into the Clinton Foundation and a million-dollar speaking fees to Bill. Mind-boggling what's going on. And Pat Buchanan's column today, he talks about crimes and misdemeanors of Hillary Clinton. That language is the language that refers to impeachment. And so in the Constitution, Pat Buchanan is making the point that should, for some, heaven forbid reason, Hillary Clinton actually be announced as the winner on Tuesday, patriots aren't going to recognize it. But furthermore, she will be impeached. She will be under investigation. She will be under prosecution. She will be in for a living hell of attacks against her crimes, exposing her. She won't have 5 minutes apiece, Paul.
Yeah, and the media up here is also very concerned about that. They're saying, well, they don't quite say call it the Trump Revolution, but they're saying his supporters are irreconcilable. There's all this talk about not recognizing the election, and that the war will go on, and they're very concerned about that, and well, they should be, because it's now finally dawning on them that there's a revolution going on in the States, and I think there are a lot of them that are afraid that it could spread to Canada.
And folks, how does that affect us here, right here on this show? George, Paul, myself, and you, we're going on. The Trump phenomenon. Yeah, the Trump Phenomenon Program. If Trump wins, we'll be part of helping him restore our country. If he is cheated out of the election, we will be part of the civil resistance. We will be part of right here on the radio. We'll be fitting ourselves into whatever the great people that come to the fore in that resistance. And I assume Donald Trump will be at the forefront. We will try to figure out how do we help the resistance. We'll either help the President Trump or we'll help the Trump resistance.
Yeah, Jamie, I'm beginning to feel like a civil servant. I think we've got employment for life, you and me and George.
Well, yes, partly because of our ages. Yes, we folks, you may haul us out of here by the boots one at a time off of this radio show. we'll get some younger
Jamie,
guy.
Right about revolution. This is probably the closest America's come since 1860. Really?
Yeah.
This is the closest we've come to all-out revolution in the United States. And the war between the states, the northern aggression, and civil war, call it what you will, that was a revolution. brutally suppressed, leading the country to, you know, the dictatorship that we've had for so many years. But that's about where we are. One thing I can agree with you, we now are already in absolutely uncharted waters.
Exactly what Pat Buchanan.
I agree with George on that. I was just getting politically involved when George Wallace ran. And although it was a revolution in the South and in a few border states, there was nothing like this nationwide sense. And there was also... The preparedness to live with the result. And nobody's actually seriously expected George Wallace to be the president, but hoped perhaps he would be in the role of a kingmaker. When he didn't quite make that, he had a lot of disappointed supporters. But there wasn't a sense of the revolution, although there was still a lot of personal loyalty to Governor Wallace. But this is revolutionary. No matter how things turn out Tuesday night, this is not going away.
Yes, and folks, let's chart out the next three meetings here of the Trump phenomenon in our clubhouse right here where we meet. We're going to have a 3-hour clubhouse meeting on Sunday, and we'll talk about the upcoming election. Monday we'll be talking for an hour, 9 to 10 p.m., about the upcoming election. Tuesday night, we here will be starting. We'll know whether Trump's been cheated or Trump has been elected, and then we will start our new course as either part of the resistance or trying to help this greatest president in American history to save our nation. So that's going to be an awfully exciting Sunday's going to be exciting. Monday's going to be exciting. Now there's the news is all good. I should mention this. I was talking to my wife about this. If the other side, if there were any ammo left in the ammo box of our enemies, they would be firing it right now. The fact that we are hearing no gunfire from the other side means they are out of ammo. And what do you do when you realize the enemy's out of ammo? Yes, you charge. So they are completely out of ammo. They don't have any more Billy Bush video and or anything of the sort. If they did, they would be firing it right now.
You're all over it. I agree. I think they've been totally out of ammo basically since last weekend. As soon as it was FBI time in Wienergate, now we just get to see them screaming and yelling, going, "How dare you catch us red-handed?" And there's been nothing, not a peep from them since.
They've shot their wad and they don't have anything more.
Yeah.
Paul,
they had premature elation.
Considering the World Series just now, I say that in terms of Hillary, there's no joy in Mudville.
Now here is some joy, folks, and poor callers. We'll try to get you guys in. I feel so bad, but we got to get this good news out to folks. The polling news, folks, is wonderful. The LA Times poll today: Trump is up by 4 points. Trump is leading 3 points in, this is today, 3 points in Iowa, 2 points in New Hampshire. It's huge. Governor John Sununu and Senator Bob Smith, ex-senator and ex-governor, they were ecstatic about the fact that they believe New Hampshire is now in the Trump column. I'm trying to go over key states here. Georgia, Trump leading by a lot. Here's great news. This idiot, Evan McMullen in Utah, he apparently is not succeeding. Trump is up by one poll, by 6 points in Utah. It's Trump 35, Clinton 29, McMullen 24, Johnson 3, Stein 1. This is wonderful. Trump's got to hang on to Utah. So the word has gotten out. Maybe Bill Johnson's robocall helped, pointing out the character.
Oh, we know that it did. And hats off to you, Mr. Bill Johnson. You're one of the people in our piece of the movement, who actually does things instead of thumping one's chest and going, "I am no more than anybody else."
Yes.
I second that. When I heard those ads, or that ad rather, and heard the media just gnashing their teeth, it's self-evidently, well, just wrong, wrong, etc., just terrible, terrible, terrible. And I thought the reason they're saying that is because he is saying things that Donald Trump can't say in this election. Yes. And things that I think William Johnson's a Mormon, a practicing Mormon, and I think he knows the things that will make thoughtful Mormons think again about this weirdo who's trying to challenge.
Right, sponsored by Bill Kristol, folks. You know, no kind of Mormon there. Bill Kristol and Charles Krauthammer. They pushed this Evan McMullen guy, who is a BYU graduate and is a member of the Church of Latter-day Saints. But that's where the good stuff ends. He is all dirtied up with bad things that he's done and unremarkable and bad things in his life. So Evan McMullen, Bill Johnson just pointed out to these character conscious folks in Utah these things, and it looks like it's working because McMullen went down after the Johnson robocalls. We are coming up on our last break, and we'll come up on our last segment, so stay tuned.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto. Just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to
We're
do,
back,
but
folks.
Got a lot to gain.
I'm gonna rush the song here a little bit.
Here, some might call me a good time fella.
And let's we're coming to our last segment here. We'll rush through a few phone calls, and the I want to just rush through some more good news. I mentioned that after William Daniel Johnson, the chairman of the American Freedom Party's robocalls, what a great initiative. He recorded, created a robocall, launched it out to scores of thousands of good folks in Utah, an absolutely essential state for Donald Trump to carry. When this guy, Evan McMullen, came up with an independent, never-Trump challenge, it looked like it was going somewhere. Trump was leading by only 2 percentage points in Utah when Bill launched these ads. More good news. Here's three more polls from yesterday in Utah after those robocalls. There could be many factors, of course, but this is all good news. The Monmouth poll has Trump up by 6. The Emerson poll has Trump up by 12 in Utah. The Rasmussen poll, Trump up by 11 in Utah. And Trump 42, Clinton 31, McMullen dropping down, plummeting to 21.
Well yeah. Done to the American Freedom Party. We have our place, and we did it.
Yeah, there's an example, folks, of what a small, maneuverable, you know, party can do to help out. And, you know, that's what we do. We try to figure out how we can help and do that. Well, one way we help is giving you folks a chance to talk on the air. So let's go to Charlie in California first, if you're still there, Charlie.
Yeah. Hey, I want to commend Paul for his discernment last night. Can you hear me?
Sure. And I apologize. We only have seconds. So hit us with a point,
yeah,
Charlie.
Yeah, okay. Paul, you're right. Uma, she's an Israeli spy. Deep, deep Mossad. There's more to this than most people can understand.
I agree. Sure looks that way, doesn't it?
Yep. And it has to do with Pakistan, because Pakistan is a big enemy of the state of Israel.
Okay, Charlie, we're going to follow that story and keep us briefed. And I apologize for moving right along. Let's go to...
See you later.
Okay, we've got a couple seconds for Jeff in Chicago. Just a couple seconds, Jeff. If Jeff is with us.
That worked. Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, Jeff.
Today,
just a couple seconds. Go ahead.
On Real Clear Politics is a video. John King, CNN, they have dropped their... the electoral map has dropped Hillary down under 270. Trump is at 204. The in-play states, according to them, New Hampshire, North Carolina, Florida, Arizona, and Nevada. Since this is coming from the Clinton News Network, I think that's significant that they're admitting that she's now under 270.
Yes,
and,
it
and
is.
I'm going to call back on Sunday because, George, you said something a few minutes ago about what's coming, and that I'm going to validate that for you, but we don't have time. So I'm going to call you all during the show Sunday to tell you what's going on, is going to happen over the next 9-10 years. Okay?
Please do. All right, folks, apologies to Tom and Frank who didn't get in. Frank in West Virginia, Tom in Florida. We'll give you rain checks for Sunday, 3-hour show. Join us then. Donald Trump will be in 3 or 4 cities tomorrow. We'll cover all of that on Sunday. See you then.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible?
Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.